wore a lot of jewelry back then, mostly sewn into their clothes. So the subject here is either fairly discreet or not hugely wealthy. I would guess probably the latter. On the other hand, we can tell that he was prosperous, or wished us to think he was prosperous, because he is dressed all in black. She smiled at my look of puzzlement. It takes a lot of dye to make a fabric really black, she explained. Much cheaper to produce clothes that were fawn or beige or some other lighter color, so black clothes in the 16th century were nearly always a sign of prosperity. She considered the painting appraisingly. It's not a bad painting, but not a terribly good one either, she went on. It was painted by someone who knew how to prime a canvas, so he'd had some training, but it is quite workaday, not well lighted. The main thing is that if it is Shakespeare, it is the only portrait known that might have been done from life. So this would be what William Shakespeare really looked like, if it is William Shakespeare. And what are the chances that it is? I asked. Without documentation of its provenance, we'll never know, and it's unlikely now, after such a passage of time, that such documentation will ever turn up. And if not Shakespeare, who is it? I asked. She smiled. We've no idea. If the Chandos portrait is not genuine, then we are left with two other possible likenesses to help us decide what William Shakespeare looked like. The first is the copperplate engraving that appeared as the frontispiece of the collected works of Shakespeare in 1623, the famous First Folio.